It's time for Rant.
And today's rant is brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. For your plumbing needs and repairs, just go to newworksplumbing.com, N-E-W-W-R-X-Plumbing.com. New Works Plumbing, they've got a fix for you. Would the real Sacramento Kings please take a step forward? Last night, they were once again booed off the court by their hometown fans. Can't say I blame them. The Kings were coming off a nice win, albeit without one of the all-stars of the Clippers and Paul George, but still it was a nice win 24 hours prior in L.A. against the Clippers. And they come home and they take on a Miami Heat team that literally has half their team in street clothes, including their best player, Jimmy Butler. It didn't matter. The Kings were outplayed. The Kings were outcoached. And Miami earned themselves a double digit victory. Last night goes into the column of embarrassing, pathetic. I mean, it's ridiculous. The Kings go from fifth to seventh in the West. They lose a game that they should have won. I don't want to hear about, gee, the Kings played the night before and all that other crap. You know what? Good teams don't care. Good teams don't make excuses. All right? And again, you're playing a Miami team that's good when they're all together. But when you have half the team in street clothes, including the very best player, and you lose by double digits, right? Are you kidding me? Like, how does that happen? I'll tell you how it happens. The Kings are a good team, but they're nothing more than a good team. I've been saying that all year. This is who the Kings are. Good some nights, bad other nights, not a threat in the West. They're not going to win a playoff series. First of all, they may not even make the playoffs, all right? Because let me tell you something. If they're not in the top six, I don't like their chances in a play-in tournament. I really don't. So at Denver and at Minnesota coming up, good luck. Good luck. And here's the other deal. You can make the argument the Kings are a better team on the road than they are at home. Think about all the bad home losses this year. But last night, to me, was the absolute worst. You take a look at the number of players not playing for the Heat, and you still lose? That's a freaking joke. And that's my rant for today. Hey, be sure and join me a little bit later. 5 o'clock Pacific, I'll be over on my YouTube channel. If you don't like that, we'll have an open forum show. So join me this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Make it a great day, everybody.